Today's shiur is Masechta Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah begins, Rab Chanina Skana Kohanim Oimer. Rab Chanina, the assistant to the Kohanim Gedolim, said the following. Rab Chanina Skana Kohanim was an assistant to many Kohanim Gedolim at the end of Bayis Sheni. And he lived through the Churban and saw the causes of the Churban that were caused, as the Gemara tells us in Yuman Daf Tesamid Beis, because of Sinas Chinam and Machlokes, and therefore we find in the Sifri in Bamidbor where Rab Chanina Skana Kohanim speaks about the greatness of peace, where he says, Godol Hashalom Sheshokol Keneged Kol Maisa Bereshis. Great is peace that it is equivalent to all of Hashem's creations at the beginning of the world in the Sheshes Yumei Bereshis. And in this mission as well, Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim will discuss the merit of peace amongst people. Now, Rav Chanina was the assistant of various Kohanim Gedolim, and the question is, why didn't the assistant ever become a Kohen Gadol? Wasn't he worthy to become Kohen Gadol? The answer is that Rav Chanina was an Ish Kadosh, a Tzaddik. He was definitely worthy to be a Kohen Gadol. However, at the time of the Bayis Sheni, preceding Churban Bayis Sheni, the Romans sold the Kohuna Gedola to the highest bidder, and therefore, although Rav Chanina was very qualified spiritually to become the Kohen Gadol, he always remained the assistant, and the Kohanim Gedolim would perish year after year because of their Averis. When they went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, they would die there, and it was sold, the Kohanim Gedolim was sold to the next highest bidder. Rav Chanina always remained the Skana Kohanim, and although he could have considered what the government did to him as something very wrong and not justified, and yet he tells us the following important principle: Heve mispalel b'shloim shel malchus, that a Jew is always to pray that there be peace in the government. And the Bar Tanura tells us, v'afilu shel umas ha'olam, even a government, not only a Jewish government, but a government of the goyim. And why is this? Because she'el mole moiro, if not for the fear of government, ish esrei eyu chayim bloy, one man would swallow up his friend alive. In other words, anarchy is the worst thing possible. We are of the opinion, we believe, that people have a love for justice. They have an understanding for justice. But our Mishnah tells us that the yesod of understanding and appreciation of justice is the fact that people know they cannot get away with it. They know that there's a government that will prosecute them, imprison them, and punish them. And once you have Yira as a yesod, then you can appreciate justice. And this is how the Meforshim tell us what Chazal explain, Avod me'ava she'ein oyev soina. We have to worship the Ribbono shel Olam with love, because someone who loves never comes to hate. But also Avod me'ira, we have to serve Hashem through fear, she'ein yore boyed, for someone who fears never kicks. The Yisod, as Rabbi Yeruchim Levovitz tells us, the Mirror Mashgiach, that the Yisod we see from our Mishnah is that Ava, appreciating something, can only flourish if it is based on a Yisod, on a foundation of Mora, of fear, that you know you cannot get away with it. And that's why we have to be Mispal for the peace of the Malchus, otherwise there'd be anarchy. And then even the most sophisticated person, the most educated person, if someone would do something wrong to him, as much as he appreciates justice, But if he knows that nothing will happen to him if he retaliates, the tendency will be he'll retaliate. And then the other one will retaliate even more. And before you know it, the civilized, educated human being will turn into the most vicious of animals. And as Rabbi Yeruchim Lubavitch explains the last part here of what Rabbi Chanina just said, ish esre'eyu, not an adam, not a person, but an ish, which is a sophisticated person. Who would he swallow up? Esre'eyu, not a stranger, not a neighbor, but his close friend. And how would he devour him? Chayim b'loi, he would devour him up alive. As Rabbi Yeruchim points out, the Gemara tells us that animals have different ways of capturing their prey. There are some that kill their prey and then devour them, and there are others that devour them alive. What would happen to this sophisticated person without Yira, with anarchy looming? Ish Esra'eyu, his best friend, you know what he would do? He wouldn't be like the animals who first kill and then swallow, but Chayim Bloy, he would turn into such a vicious animal that he would swallow up his best friend alive, like the worst predator, if there is no Yisod of Yira. And the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu tells us, V'dirshu eshloim ha'ir asher higleisi eschem shama. We are to be mispalo for the peace of the city which you have been put in exile there. V'hispalo ba'ado el Hashem, and pray for them to Hashem. Ki b'shloim ma yielachem shalom. If they will have peace, then you, Klal Yisrael, that are in exile amongst the Goyim, you will have peace as well. The Tosfos Yontif points out that it doesn't say b'shloim shel melech, it says b'shloim shel malchus. This includes not only the king, but all of his advisors, the entire cabinet and government and parliament, not only the monarch himself. And therefore, there is a minig in many shuls of saying a tefillah Shabbos morning for the shalom of the Medina, for the peace of in the United States, for the President of the United States, and for the United States government. That is in keeping with what Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim is telling us. And Bunim points out that if one thinks that without Yira, without retribution by the government, a civilized society could not turn barbaric, one need only remember what happened in 1939 to 1945 when the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, ruled in Europe, and here a civilized, educated country like Germany turned into the worst of animals. Ish Esra'eyu Chayim Bloy. Continues the Mishnah with a mimer from Rav Chananya ben Trajan. Rav Chananya ben Trajan lived in the generation of Rav Akiva. He was from the Asara Haruge Malchus. His daughter Bruria was the wife of Rav Meir, and he was Moser Nefesh for Limud HaTorah. And although the Malchus had made a gzera that no one should be busy learning Torah, disseminating Torah, he gathered large gatherings and he darshened the Torah in front of them until he was imprisoned and finally he was taken out to be executed and he was burnt with the gvil of a Sefer Torah, with the parchment of a Sefer Torah surrounding him. He and the Sefer Torah were burnt, and as he died, he said, Gvilin nisrafin, but v'yoysiyoys parchis ba'avir. The gvilin, the parchments, are burning, but the letters are flying through the air. The letters of the Torah are eternal, and perhaps when he said the parchments are burning, he was not only referring to the Sefer Torah, but he was referring to the flesh of Rav Chanina ben Trajan himself, because as we are told, the guf of a tzaddik who is immersed in Torah, his very body becomes guf hakedusha. It becomes the very essence of holiness. It becomes like the parchment of a Sefer Torah. So it was not only the parchment of the Torah that he was wrapped around with, but his own flesh that was burning but the eternity of the Torah was seen in the letters of the Torah flying through the air. Says Rabbi Hananya ben Trajan, Hananya ben Trajan Oimer, and he is going to speak about the greatness of that which he gave his life for, Torah HaKadosha. Shnaim Shiyoshvin, if there are two people sitting, Ve'ein Beinehen Divrei Torah, there are no words of Torah between them. Harezeh Moshev Leitzim, this is a sitting of scoffers and scorners. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Uve Moshev Leitzim Lo Yoshev, the good, pious person is one who did not sit in the gathering of Leitzim, those who mock the Torah. And after this pasuk, it says, "Ki im b'toras Hashem chafzai." So from here we see that anyone who does not have Torah, that is considered a moshev leitzim. As the Meiri explains, that even if the two people there are not scorning and not scoffing, but the very fact that they are sitting there wasting their time, this in and of itself is a yeshiva shel batola. It's a sitting of emptiness, of waste, and that is considered as a moshav leitzim. And the Medrash Shmuel explains that there's a stress here on the word beinehem. Even if the two people may be learning on their own, but why isn't each one learning with the other? The answer is each one says the other is not worthy of being my chavrusa. So therefore they are a moshev leitzim because they are scorning. They are being mislotzeitz concerning their friend. He's not worthy, each one says about the other, he's not worthy to be my chavrusa. Shnayim sheyoshvin, even if they're learning, ve'ein beinehen divrei Torah, there are no words of Torah that are between them, that is a moshev leitzim. Avil continues, Rabbi Hananya ben Trajan, Shnayim sheyoshvin v'yesh beinehem divrei Torah. If two people are sitting, they're learning, and they're learning together, and there are words of Torah flying in the air between one and the other, then shchina beinehem, the shchina is between them. As the Meiri explains, that through their Torah, they come to realize the great kavod, the great honor of the Rabboni Shel Olam. And Rabbi Hananya brings a pasuk in Malachi, Perek Gimel, pasuk Tazayin, Oz Shenemar, Oz Nidbru Yirei Hashem, Ishal Re'eyu. Then those who fear God will speak one to another. And if you're speaking about Yirei Hashem, Ishal Re'eyu, you are speaking about two people. Vayakshev Hashem Vayishma, and Hashem will listen. Vayikosev Sefer Zikoron Lefanav, Hashem will write a book of remembrance in front of him. Lo Yirei Hashem, to those who fear Hashem, ulechoshvei Shemoyim, those who give thought to his name. Ein li al shnayim, we only see that this is by two people, where Hashem listens and Hashem is there, and from that's how we see that two people who have Torah between them, Hashem is present. That's only by two. How do you know that even one person alone who's sitting and learning Torah, that Hashem gives him reward? Shenamar, the pasuk says in Eicha, per gimel pasuk chafei, yeshev barad, he sits by himself, v'yidoim, and he is quiet. As the Rav says, from the lashon of koil demama daka, a soft voice, kederach hashona yechidi shehu shoyna balachish, like someone who's learning on his own. He's not learning with a chavrusa. He's learning quietly on his own. He's whispering the words of Torah. Usually, one who learns alone learns quietly. So the word v'yidah means quiet. Kinotal olav. Various pshatim in these last three words. Kinotal olav. The simple pshat is that he gets schar for that he's learning by himself. As Rabbi Wein points out in the Sefer on Pirkei Avos, that there are certain situations when a person can't learn with a chavrusa. The great Rabbi Chatzkel Abramsky Zatzal, who wrote the Pirush Chazon Yecheskel on Tosefta, where it was written in the Siberian Gulag. He was all alone, but in that wasteland, in that under freezing temperatures, under such adverse conditions, Rabbi Chatzkel Abransky continued to toil and produce the monumental work on Tosefta, Chazon Yecheskel. The other pshat in Kinotal Olav Bunim tells us he has brought upon himself the Ol HaTorah, the yoke of Torah, and for that he will be rewarded. As the Gemara tells us in Masechta Brachos, that there are three things that are nikna through Yisurim, that only through difficulty does one acquire them, and they are Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. If he diligently takes upon himself, Kinatal Olav, he took upon himself the yoke of Torah, that will bring him much schar. And the Rav concludes and says, Ki ilu nesinas kol haTorah kula hoisa b'avurei b'vad. Ki natal olav means it is as if the entire giving of the Torah was because of this person alone, the one who's sitting and learning diligently. It is as if Hashem has given the whole Torah just for him. Before we go on to the next Mishnah, we find in Chabakuk, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yudalad, the Pasuk says, Vatasa Adam Kidgei Ayam, that man is made like the fish of the sea. And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daftal Ramad Aleph, asks, Laman Nimshal B'nei Adam L'Digei Ayam, why is man compared to fish? And the Gemara answers, Ma Dogim Shepayam, Kol HaGodol Mechaveri B'lei Es Chaveri, by fish, every bigger fish eats up smaller fish. Af b'nei Adam, people. Il moli moi rosh hamachas, were it not for the foundation of fear of the government, if there would be anarchy, kol hagadol mechaveroi b'lei es chaveroi. Each person who's stronger than his friend, he would swallow up his friend alive, as we explained previously in the Mishnah. Continues Mishnah Gimel. Rab Shimon Omer. Stam Rab Shimon, without a name, is Rab Shimon Bar Yochai, the great Rab Shimon Yochai, who was from the greatest Talmidim of Rab Akiva. And he continues speaking about the greatness of Torah. Shloisha Sha'ochlo Shulchan Echad, if there were three people sitting at a table, and the Rajbam tells us why three, because normally the amount of people sitting at a table are three, because they're going to bench a mezumen together. The Loy Amru Alav Divrei Torah, if they didn't say the words of Torah, Ki'ilu ochlu mizivchei mesim. It is as if they have eaten from the offerings of dead idols. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, ki kol shulchanos malu ki tzoya, b'li makayim. B'li makayim means without Hashem, who is the makayim shalaylam, who is the essence of the place of the world, without Hashem, b'li makayim, then all the tables of sacrifices are for the idols, and the idols are considered molu kitzaya. They're full of vomit and filth. So that is a table without Torah. The Rav tells us a tremendous chiddush here, and he says, "Ubebirchas hamazon shemevorchem al shulchan yaitzin yedei chavosan v'chashiv ki'ilu omru alav divrei Torah kach shamati." I have heard, said the Rav, that by benching, even if no Divrei Torah are said at the table, that itself is considered as if Divrei Torah were said. The Tferes Yisrael points out why in this Mishnah does it say Shloisha She'ochlu in the past tense, whereas in the previous Mishnah it was Shnayim She'yoshvin in Be'ein Be'neim or Yesh Be'neim Divrei Torah. That's B'loshen Hoiva in the present. Here it should have said Shloisha She'ochlin, three who are eating, yet it says Shloisha Ochlu in the past. Why? Because, of course, when you're eating, you're not supposed to be talking. You're not even supposed to say Divrei Torah, because it's a danger to speak words of Torah. The food might go down the windpipe instead of the food pipe. So it's a danger to speak. Ema sichem b'soich ha-suda, the Gemara tells us, not supposed to speak even in Torah in the middle of a suda. So that's why the Mishnah says, shloisha she'ochlu, we have already eaten. We're not in the process of eating now. Then there is, where it's incumbent upon us to say divrei Torah, or at least, as the Rav points out, we have to make sure to bench, because otherwise it is as if we're eating from the offerings of the Avodah Zarah. And the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Vayitzmedu lebal po'or, Vayoichlu zifchei mesim, that the that's where Rav Shimon gets the Lashon in the Mishnah of Ki'ilu Ochlu Mizivchei Meisim, referring to the Baal Por, as we find in Chumash, that is considered Zivchei Meisim. Avol Shloisha She'ochlu Al Shulchan Echad, but three who eat at one table, V'omru Olav Divrei Torah, they did say Divrei Torah. Ki'ilu Ochlu Mishulchani Shel Makom Baruch Hu, that's as if they ate, as the Lashon of the Gemara is, Mishulchan Gavoya, like the Kahanim, when they receive pieces of the carbonus in the base of Mikdash to eat, it's eating from the exalted table. Their table is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who learns Torah at a table, it's as if his table is the table Gavoa. He has elevated the Gashmias, the physical act of eating, into a spiritual action. Neymar, as the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Perek Memal of Pasuk of Beis states, Vayedaber Eloi, Hashem spoke to me, Zeh HaShulchan, this is the Shulchan Asher Lefnei Hashem. And really, the Pasuk is speaking about the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash, and yet it refers to it as a Shulchan. So from here we learn that a table of a person is considered like a Mizbeach. It's like the Shulchan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Shulchan Gavoya. And which table is that? That's a table where one says Divrei Torah. So explains the Meiri. And so we find the Gemara in Brachas of Nun Hei Amid Aleph, Bizman Shir Beis HaMikdash Chaim, when the Beis HaMikdash was in existence, Mizbeach Mechaper Al Yisrael, the Mizbeach was Mechaper on Klal Yisrael. The Achshav, and now, Shulchan Yisrael Adam Mechaper Lov. The Shulchan of a person is Mechaper on a person if he eats in the proper way, he learns Torah, he has Orchim, he has guests, he's Machnas Orech, then that Shulchan becomes his Mizbeach of Kapora. I heard from Rabbi Victor Miller Zitzal that he said, the Gemara tells us in Masechet Gittin, on the last daf of Masechet Gittin, Kol HaMegarish Ishtoi Rishoina, anybody who divorces his first wife, to Gemara and Gittin, of Tzadik Amid Beis, Afilu Mizbeach Marital of the Mois, even the Mizbeach sheds tears. And why is that? Because, as we saw here from the Gemara in Brachas, that the table of a person, Bizman Hazeh, is mechaper like a mizbeach. Who is the one in the family who makes the table into a table that's like a mizbeach? That's the wife, that's the woman who, in the house, who cooks all the things for Shabbos and Yontiv, and is machnas oirach, the ikaris abayis. She is considered like the mizbeach. And therefore, if the husband divorces her, that is why the Mizbeach is the one that is Moreid de Mois.